Good to see you again after all these years. You haven't changed, you know.
Oh, hope I have. You're still in white socks the last time I saw you. How's Uncle Mike?
Oh, he's fine. Looking forward to seeing you.
I was surprised when he invited me over this weekend. I felt really strange about coming back here for some reason. But I'm glad I came now.
Well, shall we go straight home?
No. Well, I'd like to see all the old sights first, if that's all right.
Fine. Where do you want to start?
Oh, the school, I think. When I had to stay with you when Mum was ill, I used to spend hours outside that school.
You used to stand just here at the railings, peering in at us all, didn't you?
I used to try to sneak in. Do you remember?
Aye.
I was so lonely, stuck outside watching you all running about and playing. It was as if you were all inviting me to come and play with you, but there was no way for me to get in.
Fancy wanting to get into school when you don't have to.
Well, it's different when you're the one who's left out. I hated being out of it all. What's that rhyme you're chanting? On the spring day, when the last of the villagers knelt. Pray, Mark, I know that rhyme. What is it?
No idea. It's just a skipping rhyme or something. Never heard it before. What about it, anyway?
I don't know. There's something about that chant. Why should I remember it? Let's go, Mark. Please.
All right. Where next, then? What else can you remember about this place? The park? The river? Nothing's changed very much, you know, in the last 10 years.
There's a reservoir, isn't there?
Oh.
A lovely lake with hills all around. Will you take me out there?
Are you sure you ought to be going out there again? Last time you were there, you were fished out half drowned, remember? You always had a thing about that place.
Yes, I do want to go back there. It's funny, but there's something about that lake that haunts me. Even now, though I can't remember a thing about what happened there when I was little. I remember being hauled out of the water, all right.
And crying to go back in. Do you remember that?
No. Did I?
Oh, yes. I can remember you saying you weren't drowning at all. You were playing and trying to force me dad to let you go back in. Don't you remember any of it?
Not really. Little bits of it come floating back sometimes, like dreams. But I don't really remember anything about what happened there. I've never really thought about it since I was little. But the rhyme the children in your school playground were chanting. Soft tolled the bell on the sad spring day when the last of the villagers knelt to pray. I'm sure that had something to do with the lake. Can we go back there, Mark?
Well, it's your holiday. In you get, then. But no jumping in this time. I can't swim, remember?
I do remember. That's right. I remember you saying that.
Come with me, Mark. Come with me. I can't swim. Come back, Kate. I can't swim.
Mark.
Hmm?
What was the story about that lake? There's some local legend about it, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's not a legend, it's fact. There's a village underneath the lake that they drowned out when they flooded the valley to make a reservoir.
And there's a church.
That's right. Some say you can hear the bell tolling.
On the anniversary of the day they drowned the village. That's it. That's what the rhyme is about. Soft tolled the bell on the sad spring day when the last of the villagers knelt to pray.
They didn't drown the villagers, did they?
That day it happened. The day you said I nearly drowned. What's the bell tolling then?
You said it was. I couldn't hear a thing. Oh, but you were in a terrible state that day. All tense and keyed up like someone in a dream. I'd never seen you like that before. Even though you were an odd kid at the best of times.
Thanks very much.
Anyway, here you are, back to your lake. Oh,
Come on, then. You said you wanted to see it.
Oh, it's as beautiful as ever. Those lovely hills reaching right down into the water. And yet...
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's just... Mark, I can remember it all now. It's all flooding back to me. Right from the night I first heard those voices.
Do you want to tell me about it?
Well... But when I was a little girl, and I was staying at your house, I used to sleep in the back bedroom. Do you remember?
Oh, I...
Well, I used to leave the bedroom window open so that I could listen to the river. I love the sound it made. So cool and gentle. Like little voices whispering. It always lulled me off to sleep. And then... Well, one night, I heard these voices. Children's voices. Sort of... whispering and chanting softly, over and over again.
What do you want? Who's there?
I ran to the window and looked out. There was a full moon outside, Mark, and it was as clear as day. I could see right along the river and the path that runs by it, and there wasn't a soul in sight, I swear to it. The whole night was silent. But I wanted those voices to come back to me again. I never felt so lonely before.
And was that when you started going off on your own? Up till then, you used to come every day to the school railings and peer in at those kids in the playground or in class. Even Miss Peters noticed.
On the south coast. And which king was ruling then? Mark, are you listening?
Yes, Miss Peters. Sorry, miss.
Well?
It was...
Mark, you won't find any answers by looking out of the window, will you?
No, miss.
What are you looking at, child?
It's my cousin, Miss Peters. Kate. She's by the railings.
So she's your cousin, is she? She's always there making a nuisance of herself. You'll have to tell her not to come again, Mark. Do you hear?
She's not doing any harm, miss. She's lonely, that's all. She hasn't got anyone to play with.
Mark?
Yes, miss. Sorry, miss. I'll tell her.
And it was just the same. Even when you stopped coming to the school railings, I still got into trouble.
Mark Davis, what are you looking at now?
It's my cousin, miss.
Is she there again?
No, miss, she's not. I'm just wondering where she is, that's all.
Well, I think we'd better have you move from that window altogether, child. Andrew, change places with Mark, will you? He can sit here and stare at me instead.
Anyway, where did you get to, Kate? You'd never tell me where you'd been every day.
I used to come out here to the lake. This was where my voices had told me to come. Come and play with us, they'd said. Come to the lake. And I knew that if I came here, I'd find children to play with. I used to try to swim out into the middle of the lake, but it was too far. I could only swim a little way before I got tired. Every time I came, I managed to get a little further. And then I used to turn over onto my back and look up at the sky and at the soft green hills, like strong arms cradling the water. Closed my eyes. I felt so happy, Mark. I knew that one day I'd see them and play with them, those children of the drowned village. And then, one day I persuaded you to go with me.
Mark, don't go to school today.
What? You know I can't stop school just like that. What do you think Dad would say?
He wouldn't know, would he, if you didn't tell him? No one would know. I want to show you something.
Well, what is it? Where do you want us to go?
To the lake, the reservoir. Oh, please say you'll come with me, Mark.
What are you two planning, eh?
Nothing, Dad.
Nothing, Uncle Mike.
Kate was just asking me something about the lake.
Hey, we're off to school with you this minute. You're nearly late already.
Yes, Dad. Bye, Kate. See
ya. Mark, wait for me. I'll walk down with you.
Just a minute, Kate, love. I've got some news for you. Come over here a minute, will you? Now, then, I don't think you've been very happy here, have you? Miss Peters from the school rang a few days ago to say that you were always there, looking through the railing and distracting the other children from their work. And now your Auntie Arlene tells me that you've been wandering off for hours and coming home soaked to the skin. You've been messing about in that reservoir, eh? It's forbidden, child. And it's dangerous, now don't you know that?
It's not dangerous, Uncle Mike, it's beautiful
there.
Yeah,
well, it has a bad history, that place. I'll not go into it now because it won't concern you anymore, Kate. But it's no place for children, do you understand?
No, that's not true. That's where all the children
are. I don't want to hear about it, right? It's enough. Anyway, Kate, that's not what I want to talk to you about just now. Your auntie and I have decided, well, that you're not settling down here as well as we'd hoped. I know you've been through a bad time since your mum was taken ill and you've not been well enough to go to school, but now you're better, we're going to send you to stay with your other uncle and auntie in Manchester. So you can go back to the school you used to go to before. You can help Auntie Eileen to pack your things up today because I've arranged to run you there first thing tomorrow. There now. Does that make you feel happier?
No, it doesn't! I don't want to go away, Uncle Mike. Don't make me go away yet.
Don't you mean not yet? You'll be much better.
But you don't understand. There are things I've got to do first.
Hey, just you come back here or whatever is there for you to do. I don't know. There's no pleasing the girl. They'll be glad when she does get off her hands.
Mark, wait for me.
What do you want now? I'm going to be late.
You heard what Dad said? Mark, your Dad's sending me to Manchester tomorrow. Oh, please come down to the lake with me. There won't be another chance after today, and I need you to help me.
You're crazy. You get us both into trouble. What is it you want me to do anyway?
I'll tell you when we get there. Come on. You know where there's a boat hidden under some bushes? Will you help me to row it out to the middle of the lake?
We can't do that. It's not long.
Who cares? You're scared.
I'm not.
Race you then. Last one for the boat turns into a frog. Isn't it beautiful out here? I've never been out so far into the lake before.
It's all right for you. I nearly like a lump of pudding on a plate. This is hard work, this is. Help me go up to the middle of the lake.
Mark, listen! It's a pail! Can you hear it?
Yes. I remember you saying that. But that's when I told you the story of the Drowned Village. And how once a year the bell tolls again for some people to hear.
I heard it and you didn't. And I heard the voices. On the sad spring day, when the last of the villagers melt to prey. I'm going in. I'm going to play with the children. Come with me, Mark.
I can't swim.
Come with me.
I can't
swim. It was so beautiful down there. I didn't even have to think about swimming. I just seemed to float effortlessly down over the church and the houses and the village streets, at the gardens full of brilliant flowers. I floated on in the green and blue and gold light, and I could hear voices, children's voices, laughing and shouting and calling me to play with them.
I was panicking. I didn't know what to do. And then suddenly there was my Dad standing on the side of the lake.
Mark! Can you hear me? Bring your boat in!
I can't see Kate, Dad!
Bring the boat!
Is this where she went down?
I think so, I'm not sure.
Kate!
And up you came like someone in a dream. You must have been half drowned. You kept begging to go back in. Said you wanted to play with the children again. I think we were more frightened than you were.
And then your parents sent me away to Manchester, and I was forbidden ever to talk about it again. I drove it out of my mind, Mark. But every now and again I dreamt about those voices. I don't think I was ever the same person, you know, after I'd left those children.
Come on, Kate. Let's get you home.
There's something else, though. The children in your school playground were chanting the same rhyme that I heard out here on the lake. Well, do you see what that means, Mark? It means that one of your village children has done what I did and been down to the drowned village and brought the rhyme back. We've got to find out, haven't we?
Yes, I know the rhyme, dear. I keep hearing it from time to time. Seems to come and go, Kate. I should say it comes back with every generation or so of children. Don't know who starts it, usually. And then after a few days, it drifts away again.
Who started it off this time, then, do you know?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. And I noticed it because it was a boy. Young Thomas Canwell, quiet little soul who lives down by the river. A couple of days ago, I noticed him over there. You see, where those little girls are skipping. That's where he usually sits. Don't seem to be there yet. Anyway, he was saying your rhyme over and over again and sort of shouting it at the other children. Then they started picking it up and saying it with him.
I'd like to have a word with him, if that's all right.
Well, they'll be coming in any minute for afternoon school. Oh, there's the bell now. I'll send him in here to you for a quick word.
Oh, thank you.
Did you say Mark was coming back here for you?
That's right. He went to look at some parish records for me, but he said he should be back before afternoon school started.
Very well. I'll just take the register down and send young Thomas in to see you. You'll be lucky if you get anything out of him, though. He's a dull little thing.
Oh, afternoon, Miss Pages. Late for school again, I'm afraid.
You always were, ma'am. You always were.
Well, did you find anything out?
More than I expected, I must admit. Enough to make me half believe in your wild fantasies.
The village in the valley was evacuated nearly 60 years ago. Almost to the day, actually. April the 29th. And on a Sunday, after a final service in the village church.
The sad spring day when the last of the villagers knelt to pray.
All the villagers were moved out, and the valley was flooded from the surrounding rivers. And that's the only record there is of it. But, on that same day, April 29th, the youngest of seven children belonging to the vicar went missing.
Missing?
And was never found again.
She was drowned?
That doesn't say that. They held a memorial service for her a week later, here at our church. And the old housekeeper down at the vicarage was telling me that on that last day, as the valley was filling up with water, the church bell started tolling and didn't stop until the whole village was submerged. She says it's been heard again since by a handful of children, but never by adults. Oh, but you know what these old women are with their tales,
and... Mark, tell me about the child who was drowned.
Doesn't say that...
missing. What was her name?
Alice Tanner. She was 10 years old.
Alice? Yes. I knew you were going to say that, Mark.
How?
Oh, well, Miss Peters.
This is very strange, but young Thomas Canwell hasn't turned up for school this afternoon.
Oh, dear.
Well, one of the children said he was seen going down to the reservoir. But I can't believe that. I really can't. He's not that sort of boy. but that reservoir, you know, it's like a magnet to some of these children. They can't resist the place.
Lots of children like to go down there and play, then?
Oh, not lots. I wouldn't say that. But every now and again I find that one child or another has gone wandering down there, spending days on end, swimming there even, though it's forbidden, of course. It's very strange. I believe your father was one of them, Mark.
Dad?
Yeah, I remember quite clearly now when he was at school here. He went off swimming there a few times, got into dreadful trouble for it, of course. Michael. Sensitive little boy Michael was. Not a bit like you, Mark. Yet he took to swimming in that lake.
Oh, that's how he knew then, the day he came to find me. He must have known where I'd be because he'd been there himself.
But why on earth didn't he say?
Oh, well, he must have forgotten about it, just like I did. For some reason he pushed it out of his mind.
He was a different child after that. It's hard to describe. There was something a bit wistful about him. There always is about lonely children. Poor little Michael.
You said there were others who used to go swimming in the lake. Can you remember who they were?
Let me think. They were all the same type of child, you know. Who was that little girl now? A neighbour of yours, but that was after you'd moved. Sarah.
What?
That's right. Squinty Sarah, the children called her. But you know how cruel children are to each other. And there were others before her. Poor little Matthew, who couldn't talk properly. Oh, and a very odd girl called Helen, who was at school when I was a girl. Oh, I never liked her. Yeah, they all took themselves off there. But they never came to any harm.
Oh, Miss
Peter, any of them.
Thank you very much for all your help. I think you've told me everything I need to know now. We'd better be getting back to the lake.
That's just what I was thinking. That boy.
Oh, he'll be all right, I'm sure of that. I want to talk to him when he comes back from the drowned village, and before he pushes it all out of his mind. There's the boy, look, sitting by the edge.
He's been in by the looks of him, he's soaked through. I'll go back to the car and get that rug out for him.
Yes, do.
He must be frozen.
Thomas? You all right? Thomas? Did you go down to the drowned village? Thomas, tell me.
Don't have to.
I won't tell anyone. Trust me. I know about it. Tell me, Thomas, please. Did you go down to play with the children?
No, I couldn't, could I? I can't get that far. They keep calling to me, but I can't get to them. I can't swim that far.
Neither could I.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you later. But I'll help you.
Will you?
Yes.
I know where there's a boat hidden, but it's too heavy for me to pull out.
That's right, I know. Come on, you show me. I'll help.
I don't think we should be doing this, Kate. We're not doing the right thing.
We're doing the only thing. Nothing will stop him now. He's got to follow those voices, and he will. All we can do is help him.
Seems to be making a habit of ferrying people across his lake.
The bell! Listen, I can hear the bell!
I can't hear a thing. Can you, Kate?
No. I can't hear it anymore.
I'm going in. The children are calling me. I'm going
you
in.
You mustn't let him, Thomas.
Remember me, Thomas. Remember me. Thomas. Thomas.
Is he all right?
Thomas, wake up.
Kate, I remember you. I saw you, didn't I? You were with the children. It was you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was me. I've been there too.
You are there.
What the hell's he talking about? What do you mean he saw you there?
I know who the children are and why they called us down. It was Alice, little Alice Tanner.
Yes, she was the youngest one, and you were there.
Remember the parish records? The child who went missing the day they drowned the village?
Alice Tanner, yes.
She was the youngest of seven. Think, Mark, she was the only one left behind. She must have been looking for her brothers and sisters.
And you think she would drown?
Yes. She needed someone to play with.
She came looking along the riverbank,
calling their names. And one by one, children started to answer to them. But only the lonely children heard them. Mark, I don't even have to look in the parish records to know what her brothers and sisters were called. Sarah.
Yes, Sarah was there.
And Michael.
Oh,
and
God.
Kate. That was you.
Yes. Helen.
Matthew.
And Thomas.
I'm the last one. Alice told me that.
So, there won't be any more children going down to the drowned village. Little Alice Tanner has called all her brothers and sisters down. She won't be lonely anymore. But it's not us she's taken. It's our reflections. Shadows. Traces. We've come back. But the children in us have stayed to play with Alice.
But that's horrible.
No, it isn't. Six lonely children hear their names called and find other children to play with. There's nothing horrible in that, is there?
But there won't be any more now, Alice said.
That's right. The children of the drowned village are happy now. Family is complete.
The Drowned Village by Burley Doherty starred Kate Lee as Kate and Christian Rodska as Mark. Young Kate was Jane Hazelgrove, young Mark, Craig Masterson, Uncle Mike, David Fleischman, Miss Peters, Anne Rye, and Jason was Thomas Littler. It also featured the voices of Gareth Bills and Abigail and Brickham Hainsworth. It was directed by Kay Patrick.